This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? 60 years ago, the Japanese Navy Air Service attacked the United States at our naval base at Pearl Harbor in Honolulu, Hawaii. Just before 8 a.m. in the morning. And so what happened? They sank three cruisers, three destroyers, anti-aircraft training ship, a mine layer, and 188 aircraft. 2,403 Americans were killed. 1,178 were wounded. It was unannounced, unprovoked, and 3 days later, not to avoid advantage of us being kicked down, the Nazis declared war on the United States. So the Japanese started it, the Nazis jumped in, and then we were at war, World War, 60 years ago today. So my uncles who fought the Germans, enlisted to protect and defend the United States, would have nothing to do with German products. Nothing. They would never buy a German car. My dad, who fought the Japanese in the Pacific, he enlisted. He would have nothing to do with a Japanese car or Japanese products. I won't buy anything new from the Japanese or the Germans. Did they damage our family? Absolutely. Imagine having nightmares for the rest of your life from being at war. That's what happened to my family. That's just World War II. Am I going to forget it? Absolutely not. Rich, back to you.
Well, thank you, Vince. And this is one of the reasons why we talk about the bioweapon in such detail, folks. Because of the fact that we have to ask ourselves, have the Democrats and the bought and paid for sold out rhinos, lawyers, judges, politicians, bankers, have they sold us out? This is why they're always manufacturing their perception of self-importance and self-preservation, pocketing everything for themselves. Have they sold out America? I was going to save this article for general news coming up, but I'm going to mention it now. China is hiding missiles in shipping containers. It's kind of a speculative article. However, I mentioned this, and Vince, we talked about this yesterday. You recall me mentioning, I can't remember if I was with you or I was monologuing, but I was doing research on nuclear missiles and weaponry and seeing how a lot of, big trucks, the Mack trucks were carrying trailers, and it looked like it was a product, but it really was a little mobile missile silo. And I said to myself, boy, this sure looks like a shipping container. And we have shipping containers all over our ports on our coastline. But more importantly, a lot of these shipping containers have been distributed around America and is just sitting there. Look, I'm not making an accusation. I'm putting a question mark on here. But we have to ask ourselves, has the people in charge sold us out for a takeover? And we need to ask ourselves these questions. Okay, moving on. We can talk about this for 2 hours. Triple vaccinated Israeli doctor gets Omicron. Can you figure this out, folks? People who've been vax Vietnam halts Pfizer COVID vaccines after 120 students hospitalized following vaccine injections. Next, leading doctor says COVID vaccines are intentionally designed to reduce world population. Look, we've been talking about the culling for a long time, well over a year. Next, surviving COVID produces lasting natural immunity, unlike fake vaccine immunity. This is a study. We've talked about these studies many, many times. Next, COVID-19 patient recovers after court orders hospital to administer ivermectin. I want you to think of all of the physicians, the respiratory therapists, the pharmacists, the nurses, the hospitals, who purposely didn't give ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine or all the other therapeutics. Hit it, literally like the Lancet, basically demonized it for the purpose of the agenda. Think about this. Hospitals taking tens of thousands of dollars for a COVID diagnosis, more for a COVID death, more to stick a vent down somebody's throat, which killed them the majority of the time for the money. I just want you to think about that. We've mentioned all these articles. Majority of mumps cases are among the vaccinated, CDC finds. Even the CDC is backtracking. Look, it's not just mumps. It's cancer is going through the roof. People who have had cancer, who their cancer has been in a remission, is coming back big time. We've mentioned articles where physicians are seeing a 20-fold times increase, 20-time increase in cancer. Come on, people. Next, Fauci calls for testing of all people coming into the country except illegal border crossers. How is this guy allowed to be free and be the highest paid government worker? Think about how corrupt our country has to be to allow this. Next, Jim Cramer says we need mandatory vaccination for every citizen enforced by the military. Well, Jim, I hope Nuremberg 2 comes here as well, and we'll put you online first. Next, U.S. hospitals closing at record pace during the quote-unquote plandemic. Well, this is what happens when you give mandatory vaccine notices out to people. You have people and staff, and especially the medical staff, quitting en masse. You see how this gives the impression of the hospitals are too full because of the plandemic? No, it's because the hospitals are understaffed, so they're closing or closing wings down. Next, doctors are graduating incompetent medical schools that have gone woke. I mentioned these articles before from the AMA where you don't have to be qualified to be a doctor. You get a job. Remember my high jumper analogy. You're getting the job based on what gender you are, what gender you identify as, what skin pigmentation shade, what sexual orientation, what religion. This is a purposeful, planned downfall of the U.S., the Western world, and the world itself. Next, COVID outbreak on a cruise ship despite fully vaxxed passengers. Do you really have to connect these dots, people? New York physician assistant says she was forced to stop reporting COVID injuries. Look, we've mentioned this many times and verified it from the Harvard study on how VAERS, less than 1%, gets reported. So if they're reporting 19,000 deaths right now, put two zeros to it. That's 1.9 million deaths. And keep in mind what I mentioned earlier in the broadcast about Dr. Elizabeth Eads and all the people who have been dying from the bioweapon. Next, we have another record breaker. South Korea, 80% complete vaccinated, breaks record of deaths and infections. Next, leading cardiologist says researchers are refusing to publish supporting study results that show COVID vaccines link to massive increase in heart attacks. This is basically people who care more about their status, their job, their money than they do the American people. So much for the Hippocratic Oath, right, people? Next. Mainstream media is now warning that cold weather and stress are causing the blood clots on and heart attacks. You can't make this stupidity up. It's unbelievable how dumb they think we are. Next, I'm going to move into general news here, folks, because I'm looking at the clock. Former Maricopa County recorder Steve Chukri, full January phone call with We the People Arizona Alliance. I think it was done through dead people voting. I think it was multifaceted. Next. The left keeps saying that that elections can't be overturned, but one election was overturned by a judge in Eatonville, Florida, just recently. So all these, go to frankspeech.com. I've talked about this many times. Look at the tab for solution for replacing voting machines, and please read the Supreme Court complaint. And those of you who are in blue states and stolen states from the stolen election, please email your AG, your attorney general, and if we don't pursue this, it's all the evidence and proof we need that the election was indeed stolen. And if we don't pursue this, that means everybody at every level is bought and paid for. You've heard me talk about lawyers and judges and bankers and politicians. Well, I've also talked about all these other organizations, the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, government workers, big corporations, CDC, FDA, NIH, World Health Organization, AMA, Big Pharma, pretty much all healthcare, including doctors taking the money for COVID. Look, the mainstream media, propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, lies, and gaslighting, journalists in general. Look, we've talked about it. We've connected all these dots and given all so much evidence of these organizations and institutions selling out America. Okay, moving on. Liz Cheney threatens President Trump with criminal penalties if he debates election results with the January 6th committee. You can't even make this stuff up, people. Look, to President Trump, Manafort, Durham, all the people, we keep hearing, we the people keep hearing this was a sting operation. Look, Durham, President Trump, people are dying by the hundreds of thousands from this jab. We all know the true insurrection was November 3rd to overthrow the government. The treason proof is there. The FBI, the CIA, the mainstream media framed an American duly elected sitting president for Russian spying. It's proven the Democrats orchestrated it. It's proven that Hillary and the Democrats paid for it. Look, in our country, because of our constitutions, especially with mandates or anything else, Congress makes the law, not installed dictators. It's not legal. November 3rd was the insurrection. They framed an American sitting president for...
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, 80 years ago today, I might have said 60 years ago, but it's 80 years ago today, the Japanese bombed the United States at Pearl Harbor, December 7th, 1941. So it was 80 years ago. And, Rich, you mentioned an American television personality on CNBC, Jim Cramer. Jim Cramer is an admitted stock market manipulator for his own personal gain. He admitted placing false rumors to drive stock prices down. That's what he did. And you could even find the video, hidden camera, of him admitting to a reporter that, placed fake news on the floor of the exchange, placed several calls. The rumors were believed to be true, and the stock price would go down. He used that for his own personal gain. So here's a guy telling us what to do when he is a stock market manipulator. That means he has stolen money from people who invested in these stocks. He's a thief. And that's the problem. So he's on CNBC, and he's an admitted thief in fake news. Boy, Rich, I don't know how many buttons you hit today, but of mine. Boy, it's making me crazy.
Yeah, that's my duty and obligation as an American, not to make you crazy, but to get people awake. You know, you mentioned you know, I have an article here. I'm not going to get to all my articles, but I'd like to continue after this comment, Vince. And please pardon me, and thank you for letting me exercise our First Amendment right. But the U.S. economy just added 2,010 jobs in November. Expectations were for another 300,000. It's the Jim Cramers of the world, the greed, the people who don't earn their money, get jobs through nepotism connections or because of their group, which I've discussed in great detail and connected those dots. Got to remember, the Fed's goal is to make the bottom 93% of Americans insolvent. That's why there's a war on savers, because they're forcing savers from cash into risky assets. The real savings rate for the bottom 93% is negative. Saving rates are zero at best. Inflation's high, bubbles everywhere. So when the music stops, a lot of people are going to be without chairs because they're forced to put money into a phony equity market where valuations are peaked right now. And it's everything is all screwed up. Listen, I'm going to go back to more news in a flash here, Vince, if that's okay with you, sir.
Yeah, I'm just trying to let my blood pressure.
I hear you. Look, this is why we do this. I do this not for fame, infamy, or money. I do this because it's an obligation and duty as an American to wake people up, to give them information. When I listen to interviews, sometimes I give.
Rich, I can't help it. I can't help it. Yesterday, you and I were on the phone, and I was coming unglued because I was talking about tires. Out of stock. We have access to a national tire database as tire resellers. And we're sitting in the kitchen table. We're looking at, we can't buy tires for a common size pickup truck. You know, a half-ton pickup truck? Unavailable all across the country, almost every single brand. No kidding. I'm not kidding. So I said to Rich, and I were on the phone after that, and I said, Rich, so tires $140 and they become scarce, and we go, gosh, you know, tire prices are going up and up and up, and they're hard to get. And then so we get a Wall Street guy, you know, like the one we just mentioned, and he says, I'll tell you what, I'll give you $1,000 for that tire. And we go, $1,000? Gosh, we can't afford that. You know, as a farmer, we actually make something, and we produce something. We actually produce food here at our farm. And then we have guys in Wall Street that don't do anything except lie, cheat, steal, and manipulate for their own personal greed. And they can, because they have so much money or wealth, they can say, I'll tell you what, I'll give you $1,000 for that tire. That'd be $140. I'll tell you what, I'll give you $2,000 for that tire. I'll tell you what, give me a set of four, I'll give you $10,000. Now, how are our guys like the Finelli family and the Shebans going to compete with that kind of greed, that kind of stolen wealth? We can't. We're going to lose. Rich, back to you.
Yeah, well, look at all the people, all the organizations that we've mentioned over the months who are exempt from the bioweapon jab and liability. Congress, CDC, FDA, White House, all these U.S. Postal Service work and Health and Human Services employees.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden with one of the most critical calls of his presidency on Tuesday with Russian President Vladimir Putin has the world watching. Warnings from the U.S. intelligence community say that Russia is preparing to invade Ukraine as soon as next month. Journalist Fareed Zakaria on CNN.
This is the highest stakes diplomacy that Joe Biden has conducted since he's become president. There have been big events that have taken place, obviously the collapse of Kabul, the Iran negotiations, but this one Biden is doing personally.
In what is being called the largest foreign influence in our elections, New York City is preparing to give illegal immigrants the right to vote in elections. Under a bill nearing approval, some 800,000 non-citizens would be allowed to cast ballots. Last year, voters in Alabama, Colorado, and Florida ratified measures specifying that only U.S. citizens can vote. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Chad Wolf, the acting Secretary of Homeland Security under President Trump, said on Newsmax Monday, the Biden administration will essentially sabotage the program by making changes to the Trump-era Remain in Mexico program.
Well, the next step is they're re-implementing MPP or the Migrant Protection Protocols today. Again, this is as a result of the Biden administration really canceling this policy really on the first week or first month of the presidency back in January. So we've gone 10 months or so really without the program up and running. I think it's really one of the primary causes that we've seen for this historic border crisis on that southwest border. We know that MPP, when effectively implemented, roots out some of that fraud in the asylum system that you just mentioned. So, my message to the Biden administration is welcome to the game. This is what you should have been doing from day one, is improving programs put in place under the Trump administration instead of canceling programs and causing the worst border crisis that we've seen really in our lifetimes. Well, it's interesting. I would say that, the Remain in Mexico prop, it's not going to work overnight. This is a sustained program that we had put in place that had to be up and running for many months for it to really to have an effect. But I will say that the Biden administration, really continues to have a credibility problem on this issue, because at the same time that they're implementing it, you have the DHS secretary saying that he intends to cancel the program once he gets relief from a court. Again, the only reason they're doing it is because of a court order. So as soon as they prevail in court, he's going to cancel the program. So you're sending exactly the wrong message.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I was looking out the window in the studio at the chickens. They're running around the yard, and we have a rooster, and he absolutely, positively protects his hens. He will protect his hens to the death. Don't you wish that our White House had the same intent in protecting us as our rooster has in protecting his hens? Rich, back to you.
Well, thank you, Vince. Oh, surprise, your dog doesn't identify as a chicken. Oh, my gosh. You guys must be a speciesist. All right, all pun aside, I'm going to go back to news in a flash here. DOJ is trying to prevent funding to attorneys and cripple the defense of January 6 defendants. J6 attorney, undercover law enforcement officer, passed out weapons to J6 protesters who were later arrested. That's called entrapment. Look, our intelligence agencies, whether it be the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, it's getting ridiculous. I mean, do you remember when the kidnapping hoax from Governor Whitmer in Michigan was done with FBI agents and FBI informants? Everything with these people are cover-ups, lies, setups, and damage control. All of it. Next, I'm running out of time. I'm going to start shortcutting things here. Ruby Friedman and daughter sue the Gateway Pundit, what a joke, for posting video of her shoving ballots through the voting machines numerous times. So they're caught on film rigging the election, and these people are suing the Gateway Pundit for showing the video. You can't make this stupidity up. We have fallen big time. And guess what Twitter does? Twitter now is banning the sharing of images or videos of private individuals without their consent. So guess what? You now have to go to the criminals who might be raping a girl in the girl's bathroom, or a trans person, a man, sodomizing a little girl in the bathroom. But you can't show that because you have to get consent from the people doing the crime. You can't make this stuff up. It's beyond Twilight Zone. Next, Joe Biden's student audience at Dakota County Technical College were all bussed in. These people, they got rid of the 3 o'clock in the morning, the students got a notice, folks, via email, don't show up. So they bussed in a fake student audience, posers, plants, theater actors. This is what they do. Everything is fake. Everything is phony, especially with the mainstream media and the government and big corporations. Totally fake. And Newsom vacations in Cabo St. Lucas, no masks, no social distancing, nothing, at $29,000 per night. Per night. Charging you, the taxpayers in California, after extending a COVID state of emergency in California. Can't make this stuff up. And her aunt, his aunt, Nancy Pelosi, was spotted maskless at a crowded D.C. party. It's on video. Just like the MP, an MP who said she was scared of people who didn't wear masks, an MP in the U.K., she was caught at a big party without a mask. I have so many of these articles, I can't mention them all because of time. Next. Quote, I was trying to do what they told me to do. A police body cam footage were released as an NBC reporter admits that their organization in New York told him to follow the jury bus for Rittenhouse. See, this is what these people do. They dox, they threaten, they intimidate, they lie, and they do violence. This is how they get their way. Next, White House cuts Biden's audio, blasts loud music as soon as he starts rambling off script. You really think Joe Biden's in charge? Please send me a check. Yes, I'm going to send you a virtual bridge. Next, Buttigieg says this. Rural drivers use the most gas and should buy electric cars. Think about this, folks. We've already mentioned, I mentioned it just today, and Vince talks about it all the time. Two-thirds of our energy doesn't come from solar electricity. Two-thirds of our energy use in America comes from coal and natural gas. You know how expensive this is going to be, and it's going to be non-existent. Next, Chicago public schools make all bathrooms gender neutral. So for those of you who have little girls, They're not even safe going to the girls' room because they might get sodomized. Next, the FAA accidentally disclosed more than 2,000 flight records of Jeffrey Epstein's private jets. You would think that the Ghislaine Maxwell trial would be televised like Rittenhouse. No, because they have to protect the aristocracy. It's not a left-right paradigm. It's the aristocracy destroying the serfs. Next. Newly released ICE data reveals deportations have dropped by 90% overall. So the people who are getting raped by illegal immigrants, who are getting murdered, who are being looted, the judges and the lawyers who are responsible for these open borders, you need to go to their house and take the compensation that you deserve because you're not obviously going to get it from the lawless system. Next, new opioids in America, four times more powerful than fentanyl, discovered in Washington, D.C. There you go, folks, four times more powerful than fentanyl. We have enough fentanyl that comes into this country via China through the Mexico border that could kill every one of us in a month. Next, Antifa thug gets probation and fine on federal charge of using an axe to break into a GOP senator's office, and the QAnon shaman, as he's called, gets years. Oh, by the way, he got his axe handed back to him, returned to him by the FBI. Can't make this stuff up. Next, virtually none of Biden's 82,000 Afghans have been vetted before being brought into America. Not too suspicious, people? Next, Dems won $13 billion to resettle Afghans across the U.S. after spiking border wall funding. You don't think we're being invaded, people? Next, U.S. oil reserves released by Joe Biden to go to China and India instead of putting a dent in the gas prices for Americans here at home. If I had more time, I'd go into more details, folks, but I just don't. Next, Fordham professor fired for mixing up names of two black students. Well, do you remember when Hillary Clinton, I'm paraphrasing, going by memory, a couple of years ago, she said that, I think it was Eric Holder and some of his colleagues and Hillary Clinton were in a room, and Hillary Clinton was saying, well, you can't really tell the black people apart anyway. Remember that? Remember when Hillary Clinton called black men super predators? Come on. We all remember that. Unless you're a Democrat, of course you'll forget it. Next, Governor DeSantis, a real, true American patriot governor, announces formation of Florida State Guard. Every state in the union should be doing this. Next, California teachers recruit students to join gay clubs, and they're hiding it from the parents. How many, probably hundreds if not thousands of articles have we given over the years, folks, especially in the last year, where you need to take your kids out of the public government schools? How many? I mean, it's not like we're making this. We can't make this stuff up. It's impossible. Next, did you hear about the trans swimmer at the University of Pennsylvania? He spent 3 years competing as a male, and now he's crushing records and competing against females because he's saying he identifies as a female. You can't make this stuff up. In Sanctuary State, New Jersey, illegal alien charged with raping a preteen. See, just this is what's going to happen, folks, when you have unvetted, illegal immigrants coming into the country. It has nothing to do with skin pigmentation, shade, or sexual orientation, or gender, the gender you identify, or their religion. It has nothing to do with any of it. Next, CIA covered up sex crimes for at least 10 employees over the past 14 years. And these pedos are walking free after the DOJ, your oxymoron that is, refuses to prosecute these people, and children were sexually assaulted as young as 2 and 6 years old. Don't you feel good going to bed at night that your taxpayer dollars are getting some worth? You betcha. Next, a group no one has ever heard of marches in D.C., and they're calling, the left is calling them right-wingers and conservatives and all this stuff. They got masks on. That's called a false flag, people. Anybody who has a mask, I've talked about this. We've talked about the psychological and physiological disorders, the very long list of it. Masks make people sick. The only reason people wear masks is to hide their tyrannical crimes, whether they be a police officer who's bought into the police state or somebody who's hiding their identity with some type of anonymity because they're creating a false flag. Maybe they're an FBI or FBI informants or CIA. Look, people who are bought and paid for to sell your country down the river. Next, White House flags art industry. This should be a joke right here. For money laundering while Hunter Biden is selling art to anonymous buyers for anonymous money. You can't make this stuff up, people. And Hunter Biden and Walmart chairman has discussed on audio pulling the trigger to stop Trump in the 2020 election. Look, there was so much fraud. It should be null and void. It should be decertified. It should be redone by our military. The Supreme Court, I beg of you to please look at the Attorney General's, via Mike Lindell's, complaint to the Supreme Court. Please. Our country needs heroes. They don't need people to pass the buck. Because you're not earning your money if you don't take this case. Next, kindergarten teacher brainwashes your kids with Remy the pronoun reindeer. Still want to keep your kids in public government schools? Really? We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich, I believe you mentioned false flags and Jim Cramer's intentional damage to individual corporate stock shares by lying about corporate products not materializing on time, being delayed, etc. That is exactly that, a false flag. Also, I believe you mentioned Pete, what's his butt? Pete Buttigieg, homo Pete. He says rural drivers should buy electric cars because they use the most gas. He's the transportation secretary, and he's saying that electric vehicles often will benefit rural drivers. He has no idea what he's talking about. I could not operate this rural farm with an electric car. You can't tow a trailer with an electric car, a real trailer. You can't pull equipment. Electric cars are too small to do the kind of work that people who live out in the rural parts of the United States do. We can't do the work that we do with an electric vehicle. He's lost his mind. So back to that thing where people, their private lives, you know, what they do in the bedroom has no impact. That's not true. Here's another idiot. Transportation Secretary has no idea what he's talking about regarding electric vehicles. And he says, well, you'll use less gasoline if you have an electric vehicle. No kidding. No kidding. But you'll have to bring a generator with you, a gas-powered generator with you, so that you can charge that thing up when it won't move because it's out of electricity on the side of the road. But it's going to take me till tomorrow to calm down. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. Look, folks, when the powers that be pretends to give you a study or information, it's always tweaked, just like the cardiologist, you know, one of the studies regarding the bioweapon. Cardiologists are afraid to release the research information because they don't want to lose their grants, their subsidies, their money, their status, okay? It's the same thing with like a Buttigieg, when they say this. Look, that's why I've given a lot of psychological studies, like the MIT study, where the conclusion was people believe the official study narrative more when they are less informed, when you have a follower versus a thinker ideology, when you're intellectually lazy. This is why I beg you to please read, research, and verify, because too many people are allowing Stockholm syndrome, cognitive dissonance, and their pride and ego to get in the way. Look, I know people who, most of the people I know who have taken the bioweapon, they have buyer's remorse, okay? Everybody, all of us know somebody who's been sick, debilitated, hospitalized, or died. Everybody knows somebody at this point in time. But we can't justify and rationalize our behaviors and hate because the powers that be tell us to. These are tyrannical propaganda pushers, and they use terms like misinformation to pressure companies and the public to obey, like putting on a mask. That's called submissive conformity. It's the aristocracy versus the serfs. Okay? So going back to articles here, because I know I'm in the twilight seconds here. Next article. Did you hear about the teacher, folks? I believe she was in Iowa when I read this article. She even confessed already to leaving threatening notes to shoot up her school where she teaches, and she was literally posing as a student. How many articles do we need to give you before you take your kids out of public and government schools? This isn't brain surgery. All you got to do is bring in people who have 15 years of private sector successful experience and have them teach voluntarily. Most people probably don't even care about money. They're doing it for their country. Bring in speakers and teach them practical experience in lieu of theory. You know, I give tours all the time on my hobby farm, on off-grid living, on edible and medicinal plants, on gardening, on building greenhouses, living off, all this stuff. It benefits people. It makes you think. It gives you a plan B. Okay, I got to move on here. Supply chain issues now causing shortages of heart medications, antibiotics, and cancer drugs. Do you think this wasn't planned, people, with all these barges of containers, and who the heck knows what's in the containers, as per the conversation we had earlier in the broadcast? Next, all smash-and-grab looters, that's what they're calling it now, smash-and-grab looters, are released on zero bail. Zero. $0, people. That doesn't take math. Zero. Because the powers that be want this to continue. It's a takedown and takeover. Next, staffing shortages at New York City jails could reach dangerous levels as vaccine deadline passes. Let me decode that for you. Oh, everybody's quitting because they don't want to get the jab. And security as a police officer, so we got to let these people go out in the streets to create more murder, rape, mayhem, and havoc. That's the decoding. We appreciate you being here, folks. Thank you very much. Sorry, Vince.
Thanks, Vince.
I wanted to give you more time, but...
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.